Remember July 4th? The economy was sizzling then, and many of us were repeating President Biden's advice to go out and celebrate pandemic independence. Well, turns out COVID is still with us, of course. And in a related development, economic growth has slowed to a crawl. Last quarter, the U.S. economy grew at a measly 2%. Big slowdown from the spring. Let's talk now to Ali Velshi. He's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Scott.
So what happened? Delta variant, what?
Well, I think a few things happened. First of all, a lot of the money that was being spent by the government in getting money out to people and a lot of the money that was being received by people that they were spending has stopped. So there's sort of a secular shift in behavior. And then, yeah, Delta variant did fundamentally affect people's decision-making about what they were going to do. And then on top of that, we've had a combination of these supply chain issues, which in which some things are just hard to get and other things are just more expensive. So when you think, for instance, about the degree to which Americans actually buy cars, we keep our cars for a long time, but we do buy them. Cars have become substantially more expensive, so people are not buying things like that. Certain construction work has become really expensive. So it's a bunch of things all put together that have slowed the economy down.
And as I read the report really quickly, it seems like this anemic American consumer is kind of at the center of this. Now, economists, as you say, expected a little bit of this when the government help started to wear off.
Yeah.
But this was even worse than they thought, right?
Yeah, so we were expecting about 2.8% growth. It's annualized. It's not, you know, that would be, if this growth happened for the whole year, it would be 2.8%. We turned out to have 2%. It's not the lowest you've ever seen. I mean, I remind people in the, you know, the plunge right after COVID started, we dropped 31%. So this is more in the norm of a normally slow economy. It doesn't say recession. It just feels like it's slower than it was going to be. There's, when you divide up consumer spending, about two-thirds of our spending is spending that's determined by the consumer. The services side of that is still okay. It's the product side of it that has slowed down. So like I mentioned, cars, appliances, things that people buy, they're buying less of. They're still engaging in services, which suggests to me that once things get back to normal, you'll see that start to tick up.
All right, now this GDP number for the third quarter is what the geeks call a lagging indicator, right? Just kind of looking out the rear window in the economic car. But with Delta cases really plummeting in this fourth quarter, might things be getting a little better?
Yeah, that's the hope. Most economic indicators that you and I would be talking about are lagging. They're telling us what happened in the 3 months leading up to now. What really is important in this country, because it's so geared toward consumer decisions and consumer spending, is how is the consumer feeling? If they're feeling like things are going to be safer, if they're feeling like they might be getting back to work, if they're feeling like the cost of everything isn't going to go through the roof because of all the talk of inflation, the American consumer does like to come back, and the holiday season is a good place for them to come back if they'd like to. So a lot of ifs there. Are they going to feel good? Are the things going to be available? Are the supply chain issues going to be sorted out at least to some degree so that if people want to buy things, they can actually afford to buy things? Some of it won't be sorted out for at least another year in terms of the microchips and things like that we have shortages for. But other things might start to turn around if people are feeling good about the economy.
All right. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks
My pleasure.
Always.
All right.